You know, there's some things that should work in theory or are supposed to work, but they just never seem to really work out. You know, the flavor in gum lasting more than a few seconds. Or how about being just friends after dating? Your dollar bill being accepted in vending machines. That never works right. Having rational conversations on the internet. And, you know, that tear here to open package? Yeah, those are things that should work, but they don't always seem to want to work just right.
Well, you may have already heard some of it, and if you did, your ears probably, you cringed. You're like, no, way too early. Haven't even eaten all of your Halloween candy yet. But there are some places that are already playing Christmas music.
Too early.
And does that make you outraged? A lot of people, it does. You're not alone. New survey said 55% of Americans say it's, quote, unacceptable for Christmas music to start before Thanksgiving. 55%, that's it? But that also means, you know, 45% of people are cool with it. The older you are, the more beef you have with it. 71% of people over 65 say it's not okay. 63% of people between 45 and 64 say it's not okay. And 55% of people between 30 and 44 say it's not. So we're looking at young people who actually don't mind the Christmas music. It's too early. I say Black Friday. The best day to start Christmas music.
Yeah, and here at WTBX, we play very little of it until, of course, it's actual Christmas, and then we'll have your fill of it. College student got lost while driving out of Orlando yesterday morning, and two people carjacked her at gunpoint. But before they drove off in her car, they gave her a box cutter because they said she was in a bad part of town.
Well, that was nice of those criminals after stealing her car.
You're going to need this because you're in a really bad part of town. Sorry, we're taking your car. Police are still looking for him.
Oh, this is such a touching story. On Monday, there were 13 Marines who were returning from Afghanistan. And before their American Airlines flight from Chicago to San Diego took off, the airline upgraded six of them to open seats in first class. Well, some really amazing people in first class, seven of them, opted to give up their seats so all 13 soldiers could sit together in first class.
That's
on their
awesome.
flight home.
That is awesome, yes. A guy in Chicago dropped off his job application at a sporting goods store, then shoplifted from the store.
Did he get hired?
Well, the store did the next natural thing. They called him back for an interview, and he came. Police were waiting for him to conduct that interview. Wow. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.